You've been listening to The Quiet Storm on Smooth Jazz 101. Now we'd like to take you to our next program. It's the Bitter Comic Podcast, hosted by JT Foreman.
Hello! I am JT Foreman, and this is the Bitter Comics Podcast. I'd like to fuck up the intro so that I have to sound like an idiot and start over again. Hello! Welcome to the Bitter Comics Podcast. I am JT Foreman. I am joined here this week by two of my new friends, actually. Dustin the Whore Moore.
It's not true unless you have money.
And Brian Barely Legal Bear.
Yes, that's me.
Actually, I think it's Dustin who's barely legal. Yeah, how old are you, dude?
19.
19? Yeah, he's barely legal. Well, hey, guys, thanks for joining me. Unfortunately, Terry Michaels is sick this week, so wasn't able to make it. But the beastly presence is with us in spirit because we have a bear.
Oh, yeah, true.
That's right. And I have a stuffed bear in my car.
It's sitting
in the front seat, and the seatbelt is on it. I want it to be safe.
Is it the one that, like, your first girlfriend got you, like, when you were, like, 7?
No, actually, I got it for my girlfriend's daughter for Valentine's Day.
You're supposed to give your girlfriend a gift for Valentine's Day.
But my girlfriend has a daughter, so I have to get her daughter something also.
It's presents times two.
Yeah, kind of, really. I mean, if she had sons, I don't have to get them anything, but their daughter, I have to get the daughter something for Valentine's Day too. Yeah.
And your car is the only safe place to hide it.
Pretty much. No, well, actually, I'm hoping she'll see it there in the seatbelt. I want to make sure that she understands how weird I am before it gets too serious. Because this kind of stuff is going to happen in our lives.
I thought it was like a trap.
Yeah, it's a bear trap. That's right.
It's a trap.
Well, we begin once again with our opening segment. JT was a real prick last week, in which I apologize for the cruel, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode. So, for my insensitivity in episode 40, I would like to apologize to black people, iPhone addicts, hookers who vote, and trains. How's it going, guys?
Good. I'd like to apologize to helicopters as well.
Oh, okay. Cool. That wasn't for anything done in the last episode. It's a general apology. Well, hey, if you would like to know specifically why I'm apologizing, please check out our episode 40 and all our previous episodes at the website. You can find that at bittercomics.podbean.com. And if you would like to subscribe to the podcast, just go to that website, scroll down a little bit, and on the right-hand side of the page, there are buttons you can click on to subscribe using iTunes, Google, or my Yahoo. And if you feel I owe any additional apologies or to make any comments, send us an email to bittercomics@hotmail.com, and in the subject line, please put, well, you remembered your notebook, but you forgot to write anything in it this week. What a dumbass.
Hotmail, huh?
Yep, Hotmail.
Isn't that poor people email?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I've never used Hotmail.
No, I've had my, not this Hotmail account, but my personal Hotmail account, I've had it since 1996. So and it's on my business cards. It's the email address that everyone I know has, and I just don't feel like changing it. And when I made the email account for the podcast, I figured, well, I might as well just use Hotmail for that too, since I'm on it for my own email.
What's the front page of Hotmail look like these days?
It's not all that exciting. It's just kind of log in here, you know, and it has a little insignia in the top to remind you that Microsoft actually owns it now. A little bitty insignia of the evil empire. Although I'm starting to think that Apple is regaining its former glory as the evil empire within the computer world. Once upon a time, Apple was the behemoth. And then Microsoft came out with Windows, and it became the behemoth. And now with the iPhone and the iPad and all of the i lifestyle, pretty soon we're going to have iCars and eye sunglasses and eye hats and eye rubbers and just eye everything. I there is no eye in team.
Yeah, but it's styled so well. It's designed so well to
That's
fit
true.
Your life.
Speaking
it
of
is. Well, actually, I don't know that it's designed to fit your life. It's all designed to work together, and then you kind of fit your life to it.
Well, like, I want to go back to, like, the eye rubber kind of thing there.
Eye rubber?
Yeah, the eye rubbers. The eye rubber.
Eye rubber.
Am I going to have to get that updated often? Like, would that still, like, have the same?
Yes, you get. You can add on inches if you download the patch.
It would be an expensive app.
Yes, it would. My guests are a couple of other comedians, of course. It's pretty much all I invite on the show. I mean, I've had other people on, too, but most of the people I invite to be on the show are stand-up comedians. I haven't known either of you all that long, just a couple of months. I think the first time I saw you was about a month and a half ago, Brian, at Ty Palms. Was that right? Yeah. Now, how long have you been doing it?
Over a year now. And it was it just started from silly drunk talk with a friend of mine.
So it wasn't some sort of mental deficiency or need for love and attention that caused you to do most of the rest of us?
No.
Really?
No. But I am unemployed.
Oh, well, there you go.
And I don't have a car.
Did all of that happen after you started doing comedy? Because
it did.
Yeah. That should give you a clue there as to what's going on.
I know no lows, though.
That's oh, well, there you go.
Rock bottom is so far away.
Have that good, that positive, keep that positive attitude.
Well, I watch That's Intervention, good. So I know what low is.
I've never seen Intervention, but I've seen an intervention, and it was funny because I was in the Navy at the time, and a bunch of the other guys on my ship decided that one of the guys on our ship was drinking too much. If a group of sailors is telling you that you're drinking too much, you're doing something wrong. So they decided to hold an intervention, and for some reason they invited me. I don't drink at all. So it seems odd that they would invite me to the intervention because I also don't get laid much. So this is not, Joel doesn't drink. Yeah, he also doesn't get much pussy.
This really sober guy came with
us. This sober bike, yeah, basically. But so we... We all met him and we talked to him, and he actually talked them into going out to a bar with him during the intervention.
Well done, sir.
Yes. Because he brought up the fact that I'm the only one there who never drinks at all, and I don't get laid, and I don't go out and party, and I just kind of sit at home and play video games. He's like, is that really what you want for me? Is that's what how you want me to end up? Sad and alone, and I'm like, dude, fuck you. Well, go out and drink, drive, crash into something. I don't give a shit. I also made the mistake of being designated driver for this guy once, and that was a bad idea. Oh. And if you don't drink, don't ever agree to be a designated driver.
I'm always a designated driver. But I have a story, actually, about one time when I was like five. And my father...
You were a designated driver when you were five?
That's always impressive. Always have been.
Oh, no, you needed a designated driver when you were five. Okay.
I'm not Hispanic. So I was going to say that when I was five, I went on my dad was... my father was drunk. We went on a boat ride. And, don't drunk drive boats either.
Because did he get a DUB?
No, we ended up on in a boat.
Did he get a BUI, boating under the influence?
we ended up on the on a lake for I don't know how many hours, but we were there until 3 a.m.
Cool.
It was a lovely time. Just
you were five. Your dad kept you out there while he was drinking out in the middle of the lake. Yeah. You got to sit there and watch him. Did you even fish at all? Pretend it wasn't happening, or pretend you didn't notice, or did you just kind of sit there and stare at him?
It was more of I was fishing, but at the same time I was trying not to pay attention at the fact that the boat was continuously running into the sides of the lake. I'm just cast about out into the trees once in a while. But
this is special time, Dad.
Yay. You know, it's those moments that make you that you'll never forget.
It makes you also want to procreate and then give somebody else a special moment like that.
No, I don't want to procreate. I don't want to have kids at all, actually. I mean, I wouldn't mind having kids, but I would have to make sure that I could give them a life where they don't have to go through all the same bullshit that I did. You know what? When I can leave them $1 million trust fund so they can be the asshole that everyone else complains about at those 99% rallies. Then I'll have kids.
Then I shall spread my seed.
Exactly. far and wide.
Right now, just spread it into an old sock.
Pretty much. The sock's not that old.
I just bought those socks last week, and I don't know why he was using my socks either.
I'm not going to come into my socks. I got to wear mine.
I've been wondering.
Don't worry about it. I hear that semen is actually a great home remedy for athlete's foot, so you'll be fine.
Damn. What were you Googling?
I also read, no, this actually is true. I read that salted cured bacon, uncooked, is a great cure for a nosebleed. So if you ever get a nosebleed, just get a piece of raw bacon out of your fridge, roll it up, and stuff it into your nose. But of course, the problem is now you have to smell raw bacon.
That's not a problem. That's a solution.
Yeah. Weird. I've been doing this all this time, and I never realized it was a nosebleed cure.
If it's cured, isn't it more like prosciutto or something like that?
Well, it cures your nosebleed. I mean, maybe that's what it's called, cured. Actually, I'm not sure what cured means. What does cured mean for bacon?
Isn't that like the Italians when they hang meat in like rooms that don't have any refrigeration, but it's just all stone walls, and then the meat kind of dries out, and they slice it really thin. That's how you get prosciutto or a bunch of those weird cuts from an Italian deli.
I don't know. Maybe it's an evangelical preacher comes out, smacks the bacon in the head, and says, "You are healed.
God,
he's cured.
You are no longer vegan.
The Holy Spirit will make you cure blood and noses."
That's right, and you're kosher now too.
Kosher's Christmas.
It's exactly.
It's not possible.
I remember a while back, there was a guy started selling Christian salt. You've heard of kosher salt, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the reason it's kosher salt is because of the size of the grain and everything. But this guy decided, you know what? How about Christian salt?
This is an
Don't we get
market.
Our own salt?
Yeah.
He got some priest to bless the salt, and he sells it on the internet or something. Christian salt.
I'm trying to remember the name of this website. It just reminded me of something silly. Have you guys ever seen that website called The Rolled Up? I'm not sure. I don't want to quote it because I'm going to quote it wrong. But it's like, yeah. It's a site where this, I'm not sure if he's actually Chinese or not, but he sells up origami rolled up paper balls.
Origami rolled up paper balls. He takes a piece of paper and he crumbles it up.
Yeah, boulder.
This is an origami boulder.
Yeah, have you seen that?
That's awesome. Origami boulder. I'll look that up in just a second.
Yeah, then he has like different packages for them too. Like sometimes I'm not sure if it's on all of them, but on some of them he writes haikus on the inside. But he says not to open them because it will ruin the piece of artwork.
Yeah, totally.
So. Just a fun thought.
The Origami Boulder Company. You buy wadded up paper now. OrigamiBoulder.com. Check it out. Let's see. How much is this? Click here. Order buy now. Wadded paper origami boulder. $10. Click here. Order buy now. Wadded paper origami boulder with haiku. $15.
Jeez.
Click here, buy now. Origami boulder performance art option, no product. $3.
It's probably worth it to have a PayPal account.
I think they just send you a flat piece of paper? It's performance art, so you have to crumble it up yourself.
I think just for the people buying it as a joke, like you're still making weirdo money off that.
Yes, yes. Well, there are apps people made as jokes that they sell for a buck or so that people buy and. Like
fart noises.
There was one I saw. It's a self destruct button. If you open the app and then a self destruct button appears, and you press it, and then a explosion happens on the screen. So you can have a self destruct button on your cell. It doesn't actually destroy your cell phone, but there you go. Well, hey, we're gonna take a break real quick. I am JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics, and we will be right back. This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we're back. All right. Dustin, you were talking about apps, and you mentioned that you have an interesting app you want to tell us about on your phone. What kind of phone do you got?
I have a Palm.
A Palm. Okay.
Sadly.
I'm sure this app or a similar one is available on iTunes or iPhone.
Yeah, better ones are
on iPhone. And
even the Windows phone has
Android
it.
And stuff. So. And the Windows phone?
Yeah, even the Windows phone has
There's a Windows phone?
You haven't seen?
Yeah.
Like the Windows 7 phone? And I didn't. I don't know what happened since then. it was an absolute failure. Like, they launched it, like, had it, like, cost, like, hundreds of dollars. Within, like, 3 weeks, it was down to, like, 50.
Wow. I didn't even know there was a phone. Oh, actually, you know what? I remember seeing a press release about it having been canceled. I do remember that, actually. And I remember thinking,
now it's gone.
I never heard it. All right, well, the app that you got, go ahead and tell us about that.
It's an app called Thought Bubble. And, really, really ingenious name for it. And what it does is it makes a thought bubble, like, over your head. Like, you can just hold your phone over your head and it'll just, you know, have...
So, it looks like a thought bubble from a comic strip?
Yeah.
And, you type in whatever you want to say?
You can type in whatever you want it to say, and as and depending on which kind of phone you have, it has different styles of bubbles.
Okay.
And, and actually, like, the one that I got, it comes with a few, thoughts that it may, it's like the Google suggestion box. It has some thoughts that's like, you may think this. So I'm just gonna say a few of them if that's all right.
Go for it.
The first one they have is really,
that just was
yeah, hmm.
Okay. So you just you hold the phone up above your head
just and
All right.
The other one, the other ones that are kind of better is, I got out of bed for this, and that's
my, that's snarky.
Can you change it? Because I would put, I can't believe I shaved my nuts for this.
Yeah, you can. You can add it. You can add ones that you want to automatically show up, like in kind of like a favorites list. It's pretty awesome.
That is cool. All right, what's your favorite one on there?
My favorite one that came with it was the one that said "Who farted," and the one that I made up.
Well, that's old. I mean, who farted? But farts are always funny. They are.
I agree.
Louis C.K. said it best. You don't have to be smart to laugh at a fart joke, but you have to be stupid not to. Because farts are funny.
Dicks and farts.
Yes, they are. All right, what was the other one you liked?
The one that I made up. I just like to use this because it's just so insulting. It's just, this is so gay, with three dots. it's just so blunt.
Yeah. Well, you know, I referred to something as gay once in the, I told a friend of mine his shirt was gay, and he got upset with me. It's like, you know, you shouldn't use that euphemism or that term for gay, because, you know, it's used as a euphemism for calling something stupid. I was like, no, your shirt, it's pink. I'm calling it homosexual. I'm afraid that it's going to follow me home and fuck me in the ass. All right, your shirt is gay, okay? I didn't mean it as dumb. I meant it as you have a homosexual shirt on.
I'm afraid your shirt's going to take its shirt off, shave its chest, and dance to techno music. I'm afraid your shirt's going to drive a Mini Cooper.
All right, cool. All right, and you were starting a story. I'm sorry, Dustin, you were starting a story earlier. You wanted to ask me a question?
So you know that moment, like, when you have to, like, reject a girl, like, when she asks you out and such?
No, well, I don't know what you're talking about.
How about you? Like,
thanks, man. Really? Just go on with the story.
All right. Well, like, I'm really...
A girl asks you out?
I know. It's surprising. So, like, usually, like, I've been rejected before. I know how the whole, like, my heart's broken, whatever. So, like, I've had that whole thing happen. So, it's really hard to, like, reject a girl, you know? Like... So she was like, hey, do you want to go out for Valentine? Or do you want to, like, be my Valentine and go out somewhere? And I'm like...
You just kind of turned around. You realize the visual thing you just did.
I know they can't see me turn around, but I feel like the silence works. But anyway, but, like, in the end, I ended up just being like, I had to make up an excuse. And I was like, yeah, I was like, you know, I just prefer to be everyone's Valentine. Just
really, really
spread the love.
You must, you know, that's the attitude someone with a giant cock has. You must have a giant cock. Is that it?
Only on Tuesday nights, and it's usually in this area.
Oh, okay.
And I can just point it to my mouth.
I'm glad I stay home. I'm glad I stay in Clovis on Tuesdays.
The safe zone.
I don't think there is a safe zone from a giant penis. I just don't. Nowhere is safe.
I should make a movie out of it. Just coming.
Attack of the Giant Penis.
It's knocking on your doors. The sound of wood against wood. There's no escape.
This is well too well thought out.
Yeah, it is a little, yeah, it worries me that you have such a coherent plan involved.
The trailer's already filmed for this, apparently.
Let's watch the trailer now. Is there an app for that? You know, I was thinking about starting a new segment, just calling it There's an App for That and talking about a new app each week. But because it's amazing to me how many apps are out there and how many different ones. When I was up in Seattle visiting my mother and a couple of my brothers a few weeks ago, they got me to start playing this game called Tiny Tower. And you start off with a building with like two floors or like three floors, and one of them is a store, one of them is a residential floor, and then of course the lobby in the bottom, and you sell stuff in the store, and then you build more floors, and people move in and work in your stores, and you just build this.
So it's like Farmville for tower. A business person.
Yeah, kind of. It's like Farmville business. It gives me something to do when I go to the bathroom. And you know, I think that's the whole purpose behind most of these games that they have for so when you go to the bathroom, you got something to do while you're sitting there.
I like soundboards. Do you guys ever download the soundboards?
Absolutely.
Like, I have approximately 5 soundboards on my phone.
What's a soundboard?
A soundboard is when you have, like, from a show or a game or a movie, it has, like, either specific words that they'd say, like, for example, from Family Guy, it would just have, like, a Quagmire saying giggity or something, you know?
Giggity?
But, yeah, giggity.
Giggity. Yo, giggity.
Anyway.
I'm sorry.
But I downloaded the Old Spice soundboard, and like, you guys know the Old Spice commercials, like the "Now they're diamonds," like that black guy.
Don't remember that.
You don't remember the black guy? Like,
it's pretty recent.
Yeah, it's not that old. Like,
I don't remember. Go ahead.
Hello, ladies.
Like.
Hello, ladies.
The tickets are now diamonds.
The tickets are now diamonds?
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember
that
commercial.
You've never seen that commercial?
No, wow. I missed that one.
That's sad.
Ask you again, will you start remembering it?
No, probably not.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure. Okay, yes, I remember it. Let's fucking move on, all right? God damn it. No, I just don't watch TV a whole lot. I masturbate a lot, but I don't watch TV much.
And the TV's not involved in that?
No, not really. That's what internet. The internet's for.
Yeah. Ah, right.
Oh, by the way, if you pay for porn, you're a fool.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I agree.
Ujizz.com. They have full-length videos. I'm sorry. Never mind. Let's move on.
I prefer Pornhub, actually.
Pornhub? I'll have to check that out.
I prefer the table in front of me not getting stickier by the moment.
Well, I mean, that's the reason they had to come out with these slide things, you know, the mouse they have on the laptop, on laptops. The touch pads, yeah, because if you get it wet, you just wipe it off. And you go. I mean, the mouse and the buttons start to stick, and it just.
Why'd you use air quotes on wet?
Wet, wet. Depends what you're getting it wet with what. Well, actually, we'll talk about that later in the list we're gonna do. But you guys ready for the list?
Oh yeah.
All right. Now Terry Michaels is not here this week, unfortunately, but he's a big fan of lists. So every week I try to come up with a good list to talk about. This week, Valentine's Day is coming up.
It sure is.
So I thought I would do something conducive to the holiday. And the list this week, I got from Audi.com. I steal a lot of my lists from Audi.com, by the way. And I will put a link in the show notes to this list. But in honor of Valentine's Day, these are the 10 strangest love notes.
Okay.
Okay.
Are any of them carved into skin?
No.
Dang it.
But some of them are written on interesting things. Number one, this is on a crumpled up post-it note. The love note reads, "Hey Nicholas, thanks for the last night. I enjoyed your cock very much. Please fuck me again. Heart, Lisa."
Nice.
I like the heart.
I'm glad it was a girl at the end. I got like anxious when you paused.
Yes. I want this girl. You know, just I enjoyed your cock very much. Please fuck me again.
Wait,
there's the thing. That's why I think it's so much more important that she enjoy the sex than that you do. Because if she likes it, she'll want to do it again.
Did she use the proper punctuation in that letter?
She drew a heart. It didn't write a heart, like the actual note part of it. Hey Nicholas, comma indented the next line. She wrote it properly. It was on a post-it note.
No, I'm just saying it's amazing.
It's called MLA format.
Yeah, I'm just MLA format.
Thank you.
I'm just surprised. Like,
yeah, she wrote the letter in proper MLA format.
She's also intelligent.
Yes.
And
enjoyed his cock.
Wow.
Number two. This one was left on a Comfort Inn notepad. Roses are pound FF 0000. Violets are pound 0000. FF. All of my base are belong to you.
Wow. Nerdy.
Yeah, pretty much. Is that the ASCII code for red and blue? I think it might be. That's awesome. Roses are, and then the ASCII code for red. Violets are, and then the ASCII code for blue. All of my base are belong to you. And it rhymes and everything. That's awesome. It rhymes if you the ASCII code right. what were you going to say?
I don't remember.
Sorry. If you think of it later, just throw it in there. All right, next, number three. Kyle, this is written on a wet nap, one that I use to freshen myself after having a wet nap about you. Hey-o! Rachel, XOXO.
Wow, that girl sounds like too much to deal with.
Well, you know, I was into it up until you got the Ed McMahon, hey-o!
That's what made me, like, until then I'm just like, I'm probably sleeping at this time, I don't need...
No, she's Portuguese and has big hair and a lot of drama.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
Well, if she had to use a wet nap to freshen herself up after having her wet nap, it's like, wow, really?
Yeah.
And she saved it for him, though. That was very considerate of her.
Pass.
No,
I think we should all vote pass or take on the rest of these.
Pass or take. Okay, well, let's go back. Number one, okay. The crumpled up post-it notes. I enjoy your cop very much. That's a take, right?
I'm going to take it. You guys can take that one. I'll pass on that one.
You're going to pass it?
I'm going
to
pass
it. She enjoyed
one.
Your cock and wants you to fuck her again.
There's something about it.
That's a keeper.
No, but
that's,
see.
That's a keeper.
She's the chick you marry.
But all right?
You can tell she's intelligent because she used the punctuation.
Yeah.
So she's going to be using you for something. Like money.
So she's a little too formal about it.
You know, like, she's smart, but. If she's saying it in such a way,
I understand. I disagree with you, but I understand your point.
All right.
All right. You want someone a little more laid back.
Yeah. Someone that I doesn't feel trustworthy of it.
All right.
Wow.
Too much.
Okay.
All right. Well, number two, Comfort Inn notepad with the ASCII code for red and blue.
Keeper.
That's a keeper.
Keeper. Absolutely.
I don't think I could keep that one.
How would you not keep that?
I would spend too much time looking up ASCII codes every time she left me a note. It's like, okay, I want you to go to the grocery store and get ABC44059 and G76. Bitch, just tell me what you want me to buy. I don't want to have to memorize the ASCII code.
So you're not keeping her because she's smarter than you.
Yes, pretty much. She wants me to put forth effort? That's insane.
Okay.
Outside of bed, in bed, I'll put forth effort. Outside of bed, forget it. The wet nap.
I'm passing.
I'm gonna keep that one just because that's actually kind of hilarious.
She's a ham.
I don't want to compete with jokes with her all the time.
That's true. I'm kind of 50-50.
I like a battle of wits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like that she's smart, but you didn't like the one.
I don't want.
Oh, okay. You want smart funny. I don't want smart.
I'm direct with you, and I'm. Gonna be more intelligent, but just kind of be like.
Plus, you want her body secretions on a napkin that you could remind yourself.
Well, I'm like,
what she smells like later
Tuesday.
You know, I could have gone with this until the hey-o. But I don't want to. Yeah, I'd be afraid she would yell that during her orgasm, and then Ed McMahon would pop into my head, and it would just be over for me.
I would actually say yes, not just because of the possibility of such a thing. Not the Ed McMahon part popping.
Hey-o. Oh, all right, well, number four. This the next one up here. Dear Jessica, you told me to stop writing these letters. You've told me they will never change things between us, but I can't, Jessica. I can't just let you go. That's underlined. Even Darth Vader, an evil Sith Lord, couldn't leave his son to die at the end of Return of the Jedi. You make me feel so warm, Jessica. So warm. I want to crawl up inside you, like Luke Skywalker crawled up inside his Tauntaun to protect him from the sub-zero temperatures of Hoth, where the Rebel Alliance was hiding from the Galactic Empire. Now, let's pretend it was a girl leaving this for you, because we're all guys. We're pretend.
Yes.
Ignore the gender. Pretend it's a girl leaving this.
But when did it say it was a guy?
Well, it says Dear Jessica, so it's from...
You know, it could be a lesbian.
Oh, wow.
Okay, let's assume it's lesbian.
Okay.
Well, no, if we assume it's lesbian, they're getting too many bonus points, I think.
I personally don't want anybody to crawl up inside me.
So, well, yeah, that's true.
More than a pinky is too much for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass. Yeah,
I'm going to pass.
This is the kind of girl that's like, would you like the finger? And then she goes like two fingers, three knuckles deep. It's like, wait a second. Hold on. I didn't sign up for that.
And it makes a Star Wars reference while doing it.
Yeah. I like the Star Wars reference.
Yeah.
I do. I do like the Star Wars reference. So that's points in her favor. But I wouldn't want someone crawling up inside of me.
I also wouldn't want to get in Star Wars related arguments all the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I like a little conjecture and whatnot, but really?
Well, you know, I just know that one day I would tell her that I think that the fall of the Jedi in Episode 3 was Yoda's fault because he was stuck in the past, and then she would just get all pissed off at me. I could see that.
I could see where that would go two different ways in a relationship after that point.
Yes, absolutely. All right, so this is a keeper for you?
I'll pass on that one.
So we're all passing.
I don't want it inside me either.
All right. Number five. Actually, we're going to take a break real quick, and then we'll get back to the list as soon as we get back. I am JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we will be right back. This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we're back. All right, we're continuing on with our list of 10 weird love letters. Number 5. Hey, June. This is really nice, June. You've got a way with words and a way with me as well. The fire and excitement may be gone now that we don't go out there and sing them anymore, but the ring of fire still burns around you and I, keeping our love hotter than pepper spray. Love, John.
Pass. I don't want herpes.
Yes.
Yeah.
This one's full
it sounds
of
me like he's hotter than pepper spray. Sounds to me like he's saying his love burns.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to pass with that one. this one is great. I love this. All right, number 6. Dear Weird Al Yankovic.
Keeper.
Keep.
Hi. You probably don't know who I am, but I love you. Heart. A heart was drawn in there. No, really, I love you with 7 O's. In fact, if it weren't for you being married, famous, and the 25-year age gap, I would totally hit it. Happy face. Weird Al, you make it not only okay to be a nerd, but cool to be a nerd. And not just because of white and nerdy, but because of your accordion playing, your silly curly hair, your love for polkas, your knowledge of Pentiums, Twinkie Wiener sandwiches, and big old sexy glasses. Even when you change your look, you only got sexier. And then she wrote a doodle of some old glasses.
Ah.
You dared us to be stupid, taught us to laugh at pop culture, and wowed us with your rapping skills. You taught me personally that it's okay to be a nerd. It's okay to look and act different, and that it's okay to be intelligent. Thank you for helping me embrace my inner nerd, and for making me laugh time and time again. You're an inspiration to me and my fellow nerds alike. Okay, I take it back. Regardless of age, I would still hit it.
Nice.
Okay, so
letter to Weird Al Yankovic.
I have two questions on this one.
Go for it.
One, it never specified if that person was a male or female again. But I'm just going to assume it's a female.
We're going to assume it's a female.
Yes. All right. Two.
Because we're sexist.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I am.
Anyways. I am. Who isn't? Okay, so my second question is it really nerdy if I caught all the references
in Yes.
that? All right.
Absolutely. Yeah. It is nerdy. Right. I got every one of those references, too. Yeah. Knowledge of Pentiums. It's all about the Pentiums.
Yeah.
Twinkie Wiener sandwiches from the movie UHF.
Mm-hmm. And he also did that.
Have you ever had a Twinkie Wiener sandwich?
No, I haven't.
I have.
And he also,
after seeing that movie, I had to try it.
He also made.
Oh my God, it's horrible.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh my gosh,
he
it's
also
horrible.
Did a. He also brought that up again in the interview with his fake interview with Eminem.
He did a fake. I didn't see that.
You didn't see that fake interview with Eminem?
You didn't see the fake interview with Enema? Something like that.
Well, no, that was hilarious. You should watch it.
All right, I'll have to check that. All right, so is this Keeper?
Yeah, Weird Al fan.
Yeah, I think this is Keeper.
I'm imagining hot nerdy girl all the way.
Absolutely.
I'm imagining fat nerdy girl, but either way, she likes Weird Al, so I'm okay.
and she's easy.
And she thinks glasses are sexy. So.
The best thing about fat girls is they always have the best weed and the comfiest beds.
That's true. They know how to cook.
Yeah.
I gotta say though, I do like skinny chicks though. I prefer skinny chicks. I want a chick so skinny I get a paper cut on my dick. Okay. Mm. I want skinny.
Mm. See, I prefer my chicks just to have a
vagina.
Yeah.
Vagina. All right. Yeah. I kind of like vaginas. Vaginas are cool.
Vaginas are cool.
Vaginas are cool.
Cool, bro.
Okay, number eight. This is actually a note and then a note that was written back, and they're both haikus, but. They both messed up the haiku. Do you know what a haiku is?
575.
Ooh, right.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
This one, one of the haikus is 475, and then the other haiku is 565.
Nice.
Well, actually, is spasm two syllables? Because I think that's one.
Spasm. Two.
Spasm. So you think that's spasm. Two? Even though there's only one vowel?
No, there's U.
S-P-A-S-M.
I think it's spasm.
There should be A-M at the end.
Spasm. No, it's just S-M at the end.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
No. Well, either way.
I'm going to go with
spasm. Highly entertaining spasm. Spelling yeah. argument.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so haikus. The haiku for you, it was, love tap my ass. You kicked my beautiful head. I don't call that love. The haiku back. Love is very tough. I cannot help my spasms. I have condition. Okay. We've got two people to judge here. We've got the girl who sent the haiku complaining that she was kicked in the head, and the guy complaining that it's not his fault. He has restless leg syndrome.
I keep for humor reasons other than that.
Yeah.
Haikus are funny.
Yeah, haikus are funny. Yeah, have you ever written a haiku?
Oh, I like to get drunk and write haikus.
I wrote one haiku, but I kind of cheated because the first and last line are identical.
Ah. That's not cheating.
It's, you are my hero. I have very low standards. You are my hero.
That's a haiku.
My favorite.
I like haikus. I've written a few back in the day.
I'll have to apologize to haikus next week.
Actually, I hate to bring another person's name in here, but Bo Burnham has a whole... Whoa, I just lowered my chair. Bo Burnham has a whole set about... a whole piece of his set about haikus.
Burnham. I'm not sure who that is.
It's a comedian or a singer-comedian.
Here in Fresno?
No.
Okay.
It's one of those famous dudes that all... Whatever now. So, okay. But anyways, he started on YouTube. But he has a whole... thing about haikus, and I'm trying to remember one of them that way I can quote it from them. As my grandma says, I'm trying to count it out in my head, but it's not working. As my grandma says, slow and steady wins the race. She died in a fire. Well, yeah, I think.
That's horrible.
But I love yeah.
Poor grandma. All right, so just a humor. I don't think I would take either of these people, because you know what? Sometimes love is a little rough, and she's gonna get pissed off if I accidentally hurt her a little bit. It's true. Like I'm dumping you because you leaned on my hair once. You know, You know, I don't want to get into that. Then the second one. The restless leg syndrome. I have condition. I assume it's RLS, but I don't know whatever. But you're going to tell me you have a condition that caused you to kick me in the head? I would expect that. You know, I don't want to deal.
What
with
position
that.
Were they in?
I hope they were 69ing or something.
That knee just flew up and whacked her.
Well, in either way, I'm going to pass on both of them because they did the haikus wrong.
Yeah.
I want to change my answer to pass now.
Yeah, you're right. Let's pass. Bad haikus. Number nine. My dearest loved one, the dishes did not allow me the time to clean them. In parentheses, much resistance. I will expect to be punished. Love, Steve. So this guy expects to be spanked because he didn't do the dishes. So this is like someone who never wants to help with the housework, but you still have to fuck him.
Yeah, I'm not into the whole, like, dominant, submissive. Like, I know one of us has more power in a relationship, but I also don't always want to, like, have to put on heels and whoop somebody all the time.
I'd say no just because I'd be upset she didn't do the dishes.
Well, that's what women, you're the woman, you're supposed to wash the dishes. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, why wouldn't you in the, anyway, I'm kidding.
Do I have to apologize to dishes now?
And the kitchen. And kitchens and women.
And no, just dishes. I'm going to apologize to dishes.
Also, you might also want to... No, you don't have to apologize to laundry because that's what she was probably doing instead of the dishes.
Okay. Oh. All right, and number 10. Kyle, where were you yesterday? I called you 4 times yesterday and you weren't there. I thought we were going to the movies. Why didn't you call me? From now on, tell me if you can't go. Next time, if you don't call me, I will be mad at you. Also, I hate Charlene, and I am going to hurt her. I will slap her in the eye and see how she likes it. Right back to me. Heart, always, Stephanie. That's a keeper.
I'm going to say yes.
That's a keeper?
That's a keeper,
I'm
absolutely.
I'm going to say yes just because I like the insaneness of it.
Yeah, I want a needy chick. I do.
I like the thrill.
I want a chick who's as needy as I am.
I like the thrill. I just
so
like
she only listens to your problems?
Well, actually, what I want, this is my dream. One day, the girl's going to come up to me. And she's going to say, where were you? I sat in my car all night waiting for you to come home. Outside your apartment. You never came home. Where were you? I was in my car outside your apartment waiting for you to come home. Really? Oh my gosh, that's so sweet. We need to go down to the courthouse right now and get his and hers restraining orders.
But I just want to say I want to definitely keep that last one though because of the thrill of like because she's probably slightly insane there.
That's an exciting relationship.
Yeah, and I just want to have the thrill of knowing I might die every night.
It's like a roller coaster.
Exactly.
I'm passing on that one.
You're gonna pass on that one.
It's the same reason I
stopped. Not into the psychoness.
I stopped hanging out with Latinas for that reason right there.
Yeah, little Latino chicks. You know, the pussy's a little too spicy and they just might stab you in the heart.
Yes.
Really.
So, literally. Yes. Or just right. Break a bunch of your shit.
All right.
So we're done with the Valentine's Day list now, right?
Yeah, we're done with Valentine's Day list.
I have a Valentine's Day question now.
Uh-oh. All right, here goes.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you, do you have anything for Valentine's Day?
He said you and pointed, but he was referring to Brian.
I'm sorry. I forgot Brian's name for a second, and I just had to point to him.
Brian Bear.
I have
Dustin Moore.
Planned?
Dustin Moore.
Do you have
Brian
anyone to spend Valentine's Day with?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. I just wanted to share what I'm doing for Valentine's Day.
What are you doing? Who are you doing for Valentine's Day?
It's not that I'm doing anyone. I believe
avoiding somebody, apparently.
Yeah, I actually am. I believe Valentine's Day is not about, you know, just having a partner and... buying a chocolate to have sex. I don't believe that is how it is. I believe Valentine's Day is more about...
You know, if you know a chick who will have sex with me if I buy her chocolate, you need to give me that bitch's number, all right? Usually it takes, like, jewelry and shit, all right?
Listen, I'm...
And roofies.
And roofies.
No,
I roofie myself, and I just see who takes me home.
Mostly
you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how often that works.
Oh, this big guy needs help.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. What is Valentine's Day about?
Valentine's Day is about just your relationship with your hand and
really?
How it feeds you the chocolate when you're sad.
Mm. And I thought this was going to delve into a masturbation.
No,
comment.
No.
Okay.
No, it's just
relationship with your hand and how it feeds you chocolate.
Yeah. That way, I want to relate to all, like, 2 million of the single women on Valentine's Day. That way, we can have something to relate about, and then we can have pity sex with each other.
No, see what this is? He just doesn't want to have to share the candy.
I think so. Dude, get your sweet tooth under control.
I know. Jeez. Come on now.
Fine.
Do you have a lifetime membership to See's Candy? Are you one of those guys?
I actually worked at a chocolate factory, like the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory, for like 3 months. And I got called a fudge packer for like 18 years, and it finally was okay.
I've been called a fudge packer for all these years. Yeah, I can see the job interview. Why do you want to work here? Well, everyone calls me a fudge packer anyways, so I figured I might as well.
Now I've got it on my name tag.
Yay! I'm gonna wear this to school tomorrow. Dustin Moore, fudge packer. Put it on your name tag or on your business cards and everything. It'd be awesome.
Put it on my resume. So, are you what makes you
special skills? I speak sign language. I have a Class C license and can drive commercial vehicles. Oh, and I'm a fudge packer.
You've never seen someone pack fudge as well as I do.
That's right. And make sure you put that on your resume when you're trying to get in the entertainment industry. Have you ever thought, yeah, your agent is just going to be like, have you ever considered gay porn? Well. All right, we're going to take a break real quick. I'm JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics, and we will be right back. This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we're back. All right, before we finish the show, let's get into some of the news stories that have happened. You guys ready for this?
Yes.
Here we go. FBI agents on Wednesday raided an Ohio compound and arrested 7 Amish men on hate charges in connection with haircutting attacks on other members of the usually isolated Amish community. So apparently there's a splinter group led by Samuel Mullet that are going around and shaving other Amish people. His name is Mullet, and he's shaving their beards and their hair. Apparently, he excommunicated 8 couples who had left his own like Amish group, and
right.
And then other Amish groups, in accordance with their rules, reviewed the case when they were asked to, and overturned the excommunication, and then welcomed them. And a couple of the leaders of those other Amish groups were some of the people who were attacked by the members of this Amish group. Here's the worst part. To shave their heads, these guys used battery-powered clippers.
Oh!
Amish people are not supposed to be using technology. Shame, shame. Court papers distributed by the Justice Department after the raid paint a picture of those arrested as a schismatic group with some of the attributes of a cult, a battle with a traditionalist and pacifist religion. Yeah, I mean, Amish people are like supposed to be all pacifist and everything. And
well, this just goes to show you that fundamentalism in any form, even if it's Amish people, can get really raw.
They're taking the fun out of fundamentalism. Really? well, according to the affidavit, Mullet's daughter-in-law and former son-in-law explained how Mullet controls all aspects of the lives of the Burgholz clan members. I guess that's the name of that Amish clan, is the Burgholz clan.
That's not very intimidating.
Burgholz. In disregard for Amish teachings and scripture, Samuel Mullet Sr. has forced extreme punishments and physical injury on those who defy him, including forcing members to sleep in a chicken coop. In addition, the leader of the clan has been, quote, counseling the married women of the Burgholz clan and taking them into his home so that he may cleanse them of the devil.
Wow. With his penis?
with his penis.
Wow.
That's right.
So he cleansed them with his penis, and then he puts whoever else does wrong to sleep with the cocks.
Oh. Hey-o. I hadn't made that connection. That was a good one. Yeah. The women who misbehave, he cleanses them with his penis, and the men who misbehave, they're cleansed by the cocks out in the chicken coop. That's right.
Here's the only bright side of this story is, had this guy grown up with technology and in a normal culture, he'd be a serial killer, or perhaps even worse. But since we stifled his growth with Amishness, he just became a cult leader.
Yeah, I guess we're lucky that all of these crazy cult leaders have decided to forego society. it's a good thing that they have, because if these guys had access to
the internet,
you know, who knows what they would.
And a debit card?
And a debit card?
Imagine how his conversation went with his therapist before he did
a Ford Fiesta? Anything.
Oh my God.
A can of gas? Like,
here's how I imagine this conversation going with his therapist before he went all crazy. Just, Listen, I'm sorry, doctor. Doctor, I don't care what your name is. I'm gonna do something really bad. Are you thinking of? Yeah, I'm thinking of making all my friends shave their heads. Oh. if it helps you get anger out.
Yeah, you know, based on what they could be doing, I think you're right.
That's the bright. It's
yeah, that is the bright side on it.
Killer control. Just Amish. It's like birth control for killers.
Speaking of bright side, this next guy, he's lucky he got cancer.
Ooh.
Wow, you're digging a hole here. How are you going to get yourself out of this one? Well, Jason Elia, a television writer from Nashville, Tennessee, spent $8,000 to buy Super Bowl tickets so he could take his football fan girlfriend to the game. But on November 7th, he was diagnosed with bladder cancer.
Okay.
She dumped him.
Oh. Cold.
Saying that she, quote, could not handle the stress of having a boyfriend with cancer. But she still insisted that he should give her the tickets.
Bitch.
In her view, they're rightfully hers because he had her in mind when he bought them.
Oh, this is a woman I wouldn't hang out with to begin with.
This is the reason I think murder should be justified once in a while.
Well, he refused, of course. He gave them away in a contest that he held over Twitter. I wasn't able to find out who got the tickets, but you know, I hope they enjoy the game. He said that he was actually planning to propose to her this Christmas. So he really dodged a bullet here. It's lucky he got cancer. he could have been married to this girl and
with some horrible cunt.
Yeah, well, I mean, she. I know. Wouldn't you rather get cancer than be married to some horrible cunt
who would leave
you?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Your lifespan is about equally as short at that point, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, she dumped him because he got cancer. Who the hell does she think she is? Newt Gingrich? But here's the best part. The kind of cancer that he has has an 87% survival rate. So he was probably going to be fine.
I hope he learned a lot about what kind of chaos women can cause.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think now he even has like a better way of getting women. Now that he can get women without, you know, being frowned upon. But like now he can pull the pity card.
He's the cancer survivor.
Yeah.
And you know what? My last girlfriend, I bought her Super Bowl tickets. Imagine how nice I'll be to you.
Maybe.
Maybe. if only I hadn't had to spend all of my money on chemo.
I don't know. I'm getting a lot of tail off this whole cancer thing. So.
I love that it's bladder cancer and he's getting tail from
it. Can we just like see each other? I don't want anything too steady right now.
Yeah. Are you looking for a long-term relationship? There's an 87% chance that yes, I am. What do you mean by that? Well,
85% chance once I meet your sister.
Yes.
So that was the big C.
Yes.
Her. She was the big cunt.
Yes. He got cancer, and that helped him realize that he should not be with this girl. He's lucky he got cancer.
An angel gave him cancer.
That's right. An angel gave him cancer to teach him an important life lesson. And that angel got its wings, but the wings had cancer. All right. And we're running out of time. Just one more news story we got to do here real quick. All right. Do we want to talk about the crying baby contest or the aborted fetuses in food? Aborted fetuses in food. All right. An Oklahoma bill would ban the sale of food containing aborted human fetuses. That's right. Senator Ralph Shorty of Oklahoma has submitted a bill to the state legislature. That says, let me find the exact quote here. Here it is. The bill introduced January 18th prohibits the manufacture or sale of, quote, food or any other product intended for human consumption which contains aborted human fetuses in the ingredients or which has used aborted human fetuses in the research or development of any of the ingredients. Yeah, so you know what? You've heard of Soylent Green. This guy's trying to ban Soylent Baby Blue. apparently.
Personally, I like baby food.
Yes, that's right. Everyone loves baby food. Come on.
Just imagine that awkward moment when you're like, you know, I've been eating Hot Pockets for 5 years now. I wonder what the ingredients are. Processed cheese.
Aborted.
Dead babies.
Dead babies. You know what happened is I think this guy, he asked the Gerber Food Company to give a donation to his campaign and they refused.
He said no.
No, and he won the office anyways and he's like, I'll show them.
It's because he didn't buy the Gerber grow-up plan, that life insurance for only $1 a month.
Well, actually, the fear is, or the thing is that there's a potential that there is a potential that there are companies that are using aborted human babies in their research and development of basically enhancing flavor or artificial flavors. So I guess he thinks that some companies might be using this. It's a backdoor attempt to ban embryonic stem cell research.
Absolutely.
Basically.
I don't.
As if there's any real research going on in Oklahoma.
Wait. I just imagine the commercial, like, trying to, like, continue this law, like, trying to get people to go and back it up, you know? Just, I picture this, like, I don't know, maybe 43-year-old woman just having a nice thing of Ben & Jerry's ice cream, just eating it.
And there's a baby toenail in it.
No, I'm backing it, making it better, not against it.
Oh, okay.
But making it better. I picture her, I picture, like, in a voiceover, like, a nice voiceover saying, having a lovely dessert with your child.
I don't think you'd get to eat your own aborted fetus. But that would be one way to remember.
I'm going to treat myself with some ice cream since I'm not going to gain all that weight by being pregnant.
It's a cycle of life. It comes out of me and goes back in.
Right.
We are horrible human beings. That's all there is to it.
Now you have to apologize to babies.
I know. I'm going to have to apologize. I'm going to apologize to aborted fetuses. And all right, actually, we got a couple minutes. Let's do this last one news story real fast. Every year, the Nakizumo Festival takes place. This is the crying baby contest in Japan, of course. I mean, where else? In the contest, sumo wrestlers coax babies into crying by making faces and growling at them. Sometimes the babies will laugh instead, which is what I would probably do, and they will pull out scary ogre masks. That usually makes the babies cry. Last year, nearly 80 mothers brought out their babies aged less than 1 year to be scared. This takes place at it's like the high point of spring. It's in April, so be sure to book your plane flights now. They believe that long periods of crying promotes good health and scares evil spirits away.
Oh, of course.
You know what? Crying babies scares away everything, okay? Everything is scared. I am scared away by crying babies. Am I? I guess I'm an evil spirit.
Oh.
I am an evil spirit. And and on that note, we're out of time. Guys, thanks a lot for joining me on the show. I really appreciate it. You got any shows coming up? Anything exciting you guys up to
next week or two? A couple of things.
Anything you want to plug?
I'll probably be at Ty Palms on a Wednesday.
Oh, soon. Cool. Ty Palms, it's a comedy club at Palm and East. They have a comedy show every Wednesday night. I'm there every week. I'm not performing every week, but I'm always there just because I have no life, so I go there and hang out.
Monday, there's actually, this is not comedy related, but there's a really cool talk about native plants and like how to plant them and get them. And it's at Cafe 210 in Visalia on Monday night.
Do they get casinos then? Also?
Casinos?
Yeah, the native plants, do they get casinos also? you got anything going on?
Yeah, if it's all right, I want to whore out my new YouTube channel I'm making.
Oh, cool.
And it's going to be called...
Away.
It'll be called Can It Productions.
Can It Productions.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's going to just be humorous skits, and I'm going to have my first couple videos up within 2 weeks of today, which is...
Oh, cool. Hey, if you're ever looking for actors in the skits, please give me a holler. I'd love to do it.
Oh, I would love to have you be an actor.
Cool. All right. Dustin Moore, thanks a lot for coming out and joining me on the show.
Anytime.
Brian Baer, thanks a bunch.
Appreciate you
guys coming out. I am JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics, and I'll be talking to you guys next week. Peace.